Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
Have, but it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
Oh, yes. What's up, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. I am your host. The motherfucking Dean class is in session. I want to say what's going on, everybody. Hope everybody's doing okay. Let me see something here. The number to call in is 515-605-9373. I want to say to all the guys out there, this is a... Oh, shit. This is a oh, shit moment because I fucked up again. Shut this down and let me start up a new stream. Sorry guys, I messed up. I had it unlisted again. Fuck, why do I keep doing this shit? Let me go ahead. So I keep doing the same shit. Gee. There you go. Start. Here we go. I'm sorry guys, I started a new stream. We live now. I'm sorry, guys. My mistake. We're up. We're running. www.themanmindset.com. And you know what I want? I guess what I want to talk about. I want to talk to you guys today about is really last night. I am truly blown away by all the guys out there that really took the time and did the Halloween thing. There were guys out there that got women. There were guys out there who got women at home, and that's something I think we need to go ahead and talk about and discuss on the show. It was really an amazing time for all of us on the show. And I was really blown away by the actions of these guys out here, the guys that really put a lot into this and got a lot out of this. And I was really like, wow, I had no idea that you guys had it in you. But, you know, when we started this journey all the way in September, one thing I wanted to make sure more than anything else was the fact that really that you guys had the opportunity that you never had before to really talk to women. And you know what, that's kind of an issue for a lot of guys out there. The fear of success, and we've discussed that a lot. And just want to let everybody know we are in November, and the Man Mindset membership is open and available to you guys. But I want to say how proud I am for some of you guys. It took a lot of courage to do what you did, and I can't tell you how amazed most of these guys are that they're really blown away by the fact that they got the success that we said they were going to get. We had a lot of guys out there that were nervous and had no idea what to be expected of them. But one thing we wanted to make sure we talk to you guys is the thing that we always want to make sure. It doesn't matter where you go, and it doesn't matter what race of woman that you're going after. I had black guys get picked on, not picked on, but picked up by black women. I had white guys picked on by different kinds of women. I had black guys picked up by different kinds of women. And it was a very, very amazing week for a lot of you guys, and that's good. Also, it was another amazing week for those guys who are part of the membership who didn't go out and stayed at home and gave some numbers out to women. They too were pretty shocked because all this time they were sitting around handing out candy. Now for me, you know, I'm out the game, but I was definitely handing out candy, and y'all see the videos, and that's something we gotta discuss. Because the thing that will draw a woman to you is when you don't take yourself so serious at first, number one. But also what will draw her to you is if you have fun. Now, this was something all of us guys, when we were younger, we loved trick-or-treating. And this was a good time to really, for women, it shows the sluts that came out in them, like we discussed. But also for men, this was a time to really let the kid in you come out and have fun and enjoy handing out candy to the kids and interact with them and also interact with the women. Man, I cannot tell you how many women came up to me. Man, you won't believe how many women came up to me asking to take photos with me. Now, these were, and this is why I keep telling you, these were groups of women with no men, groups of women that had drinks and all that other stuff. Man, opportunity all over the place. And hopefully for my masterclass members, I'm really proud of you guys because you guys did the trick or treat game and you had success. So I think that was fucking awesome. I'm very proud of you guys. And y'all going to call in. The number to call in is 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373. Press 1. And we would love to have you in. But this was just a time for me to tip my hat off to you. Because, see, one of the things that hurt a lot of you young men out there is, like I told you before, if you're not creative, if you don't have imagination, if you don't, if you're always taking yourself serious, women don't want guys like that. Women want individuals that are different from everybody else. And the great thing that I loved about last night is that when you, for those who went out last night to meet, to go out there to the clubs and things like that for Halloween, you, a lot of you, guys, the only reason we couldn't have 100% success was because a lot of the guys, and again, I want to pull you guys to the side right now. I want to say that I am also proud of you. The reason I am proud of you is because a lot of you guys took the time to fix the costume, and unfortunately, it is very stressful, and that's something that we have said to you guys all the time. It is very stressful being in a situation where women are coming up to you, where women want to talk to you. Like we said before, all this time since September, I've been telling you young men, was that the fear of failure is something that you are used to. So if you fail, you get it. But for a lot of you guys, it was the fear of success. And that is something that I warned you about in September. Now, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373. Press 1 and we'll bring you in. But that is some of the issues and some of the problems that a lot of you guys were having. It wasn't the fact that you failed. It was the fact that you succeeded. But I do want to say to you guys, I'm proud of you because it takes a lot to really do what we're asking you to do. Now, one thing I guaranteed you and I told you, you're going to draw attention. You're going to have women trying to talk to you. You're going to have a lot of that stuff going on. And it is what you do in that moment is very important. That's why what we did, we started in September, the middle of September, was because I wanted to prepare you. Now, again, I'm not even talking about the ones I prepared right now. I'm discussing the ones that did the costume, went there, and got intimidated by the women. Now, understand this, guys. We have November, December, January. We're about 4 months away from the next thing. But what I need you guys to understand is that it doesn't get any easier from this point. Now, I gave you an opportunity and a situation. All you guys have nothing but constantly told me that all you want throughout all this is women. You want a woman in your life. You want a bunch of women. You want to meet women without worrying about the fear, the anxiety, and all the stuff that a lot of y'all go on, okay? And what a lot of you guys don't get and don't understand is that for you guys, it is a very traumatizing thing when you don't know what to say to a woman, but we set you up. And unfortunately, for those guys, I just want to say that real quick for you guys, I'm proud of you. But the only problem in this scenario and situation is, you didn't follow through. You followed through to a point, but you just couldn't handle the women coming and talking to you. So that's just, you know, that's just here nor there. Now for my guys that didn't do it, this is why you are always going to fail and never succeed with women. Because if you really want women and you have the opportunity to be with women and you don't take those opportunities, these are the things that's going to happen to you, and we want to make sure that when we do these shows, we want to make sure that for every guy out there that really wants a relationship, that really wants a woman, it's something you've got to do. I can't put a gun to your head. I cannot beg you or force you to change. The change has to come within you, and that's the thing that a lot of you guys really don't understand. It's not me. It's the change must come through you. With that being said, let me talk about you guys out there, my dogs, man. Let me talk about my dogs that, man, y'all motherfuckers, boy. You guys were the ones that listened. You sucked it up. You followed through. And listening to your messages and reading your messages about how blown away you were and how these dreams that you always... I had guys like just damn near choked up because one thing they've always wanted was to have women. They want to talk to women. They were very skeptical of what I said. I've talked to a few of the guys, and I tell you, man, I am really proud of you guys. I've got several pictures. Now, I don't know why y'all are so shy of me showing pictures, but I'm going to respect you. But a lot of these guys were very excited and very happy to do what they were doing, and that is meet and talk to women. And I think that's a wonderful thing, and I tip my hat off to you guys. I think it's good. But with that being said, we just got to, what we really have to do now is we need to just kind of move on from this point. There's no reason to go ahead and beat a dead horse. But I want to definitely talk to you about why, man, you know, even handing out Halloween candy was its own adventure. Because all you saw was nothing but beautiful, gorgeous, single women. And you saw women. I mean, they were walking in groups. And then you had other couples that were walking. And I can, you know, it's really fucked up when you hand out candy to kids. The women get all excited. Then they look at their men and they frown. Like, I'm just so disgusted with you. But the thing for a lot of you guys that we want you always to do is we want the childlike person in you to come out, because it is in that moment that you have no fear. We always talk about the child in you coming out because that was the one that took the risk. That was the one that climbed the trees and the rooftops, climbed up the houses to be on the rooftop, just did all kind of crazy shit. Just because of curiosity. And that's why it is great to work on that. That is a skill that you must have. It is nothing like just engaging kids. You know, it's, you know, one thing that I love to do, especially for me for Halloween, is really interact with the kids, because they know our house to be what is known as the cool house. And there are a lot of kids out there. There are a lot of kids out there that will not, no matter what you say or what you do, they don't have parents that are fun, kind of strict. And we wanted to make that an exciting time for them, but as well as for yourselves. And I'm just saying, man, even the guys that there were some guys that sent me messages that I gave information about the orgies and the swinger clubs, and some of them motherfuckers did that as well. So. It was good overall. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Press 1 if you have a question. But for a lot of you guys that missed out on that and stuff like that, it's okay. Like I say, I just hope that one of these days that you guys realize that the potential that you have, all you guys have this potential. All you guys have the opportunity to meet women in all kinds of stages and phases. But if you listen, if something like this scares you, then maybe you should stay and just stay where you're at. Because a lot of guys are under this impression that getting a woman is the hardest thing in the world to do. And absolutely not. It is not hard to do at all. The hard part is showing them why they need to invest themselves in you when you can't even invest in yourself. The problem isn't the women, guys. The problem is always going to be you because of the fears that you have with these women. We tried everything we could to give you a feeling that you could talk to women without worrying. All you had to do was show up. And man, let me tell you, man, the pictures they took with some of those slutty ass women was unfucking believable. A lot of photos, a lot of beautiful black women, white women, Spanish, Asian, older, younger, you name it, that was there. And it was really an amazing thing to see. But again, this is what you're going to have, and this is what you get when you have that strength and power that we're telling you. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. But, you know, like I say, we're not going to stay that long. Yeah, we're not going to stay that. No, keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. There, see? Yeah. Yeah, so when she does it, say no. Anyway, yeah, so we're not going to stop teaching you guys. But one thing that you have to do is that you must be dedicated to this. This is something that a lot of men fail at because of the lack of intensity and lack of dedication, lack of discipline, lack of passion. There is a lot of things a lot of men are lacking to be able to get this down, and that's the problem and the issue. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that we give you the right tools so you can meet these women without problems. Some of these guys that met when they met the woman yesterday, which is Tuesday. They've got dates already set up for Friday and Saturday. Now what I want to do is I want to talk to you guys. Now, this is the opportunity right now between now and your Friday or Saturday to go ahead and start either your texting 101 or your conversation with the woman. Remember, it's not about an interview, because I'm sure you're going to get, where did you come up with that idea? Where did you come up with that idea for the costume? Or they're going to, or that can be the basis of what you have. Now I do have to warn you guys, you are going to have women asking you, how many other numbers did you give out? And I want you to be honest. I want you to let them know how many women you gave that information out to. Why? Because you should never be ashamed of you going out and talking to a woman. Remember, she's not your wife. She's just someone you just met. So there's no reason to worry or have any kind of fear when you're talking to the woman. The only problems you're going to have now is the fact that you got to carry over. And carrying over is going to be an issue and a problem for a lot of you guys who have never experienced this before. It is really hard and really tough to go one way and be charismatic, different, fun, exciting, and all these things. And now she wants to talk to you. Now she's got your number. She's like, wow, this is creative. This guy was this and that. Now she wants to see if you're the real deal. And for a lot of you guys, this is where you mess up, because a lot of you guys are not the real deal because of the fears that you have. And that's something we want y'all to get out of. We want y'all to shake those cobwebs and realize that this is not what we want from you. We want you to be stronger. We want you to be able to talk to women and move about this thing in a way where you get the women. The whole thing about this man mindset thing, guys, at the end of the day, it is what you are. It is how you present yourself. These women meet guys all the time, but there's nothing different about you. And for a lot of you guys, it doesn't matter what race she is. All going to respond to certain characteristics and certain behaviors of guys. And if you don't have those behaviors and you're not displaying those characteristics, you're going to have more issues with women than the successes that you want to have. If you don't, and that's some of the problems that you're having right now. You're just a guy that she is not turned on by. With that being said, now again, we're not going to go too long, but we will take calls if y'all want to call in and stuff. But for a lot of you guys, the biggest problem that you're having is, for a lot of you, you cannot even say no to a woman. You don't know how to say no. You don't know what saying no means. Because it's one thing when you sit around and you think that, okay, I need to impress a woman. I need to bend over backwards to show her that I care about her. That's one thing. We don't want you doing that. We want you to display some characteristics about yourself that is going to make her want to be with you. And that's the thing that a lot of you guys really don't understand, the characteristics. It is your behaviors. It will always be your behaviors. Always. No, give me a second. 515-605-9373. Yeah, it will always be your behaviors. And I truly, truly hope that you guys can understand that. But for a lot of you guys, you can't understand that, man. Because think about a bad guy, a bad boy, or whatever you want to call them, is that they display things that a lot of you can't display. And it is those characteristics that they display, it separates them. A lot of women have no idea why it is they like them, but they are attracted to them because they're just, like I say, the behaviors that you display, that you don't have to be a certain way. And a lot of people think that you got to be cool, or you got to be something that you're not. And that's the thing that we're always going to push to help you understand and see that this is not about you kissing her ass. At the end of the day, the more you kiss her ass, the weaker she's going to see you. That's just how it is. Women just don't like that, man. For a lot of you guys, you don't even know how to attract a woman. And that's some of the problems and issues that a lot of you have, man. Women want to be with certain kind of guys. She doesn't want the guy that's sweet. She doesn't want the guy that's going to beg. She doesn't want the guy that's going to do whatever she wants to do. That's not the guy that's going to get the woman. And that's the thing that we're trying to teach you guys. We don't want you to be that guy. The guy we want you to be is one that lives on principle. But see, guys, as long as you live on your principles, you're never going to have problems with women, because you will always be able to do what? And that is set the standard. If you cannot set a standard with women, then the problem is more with you. Women want to be led and told what to do. And if you don't have that in you to do it, then she is not going to respect you as a man, and you're going to always get treated like some weak-ass bitch. I'm not calling you a bitch, but I'm just saying she's going to treat you like one. Women, it is something that we have always tried to instill in you, just certain kind of behaviors. You know, it's like being able to tell a woman what's on your mind is one of the sexiest things that you can do to a woman. And not just tell her what's on your mind, but also stand by those principles. Confidence is one of the most major turn-ons for a woman. And letting them know how self-assured you are is going to make them get more curious about you. But for a lot of you guys, y'all don't do that. Y'all don't do that. You know, you got to be able to do what you want when you want and not worry about the repercussions. Now, by saying that, we're not saying touch a woman or do anything to her that you're not supposed to, or force yourself on her. I'm just saying that, you know what, is to let her know that, you know what, I'm not trying to be your friend. I want to be a little bit more. But also, you got to know who you are and what you represent. Because as a man, you got to be a strong representation of something that she hasn't seen before. Remember, most of these women have gone through all these guys. Most of these women know what they're dealing with. And if you don't know what you are and what you can stand for, what you're dealing with, you're always going to have problems, man. You're always going to have issues. And we don't want that for you here. One of the biggest things that I tell you, one of the biggest, is being selfish. Because being selfish, guys, to a woman, is the ultimate display of confidence. Let me say that again. Being selfish, being self-centered, being conceited, guys, is the ultimate display of confidence when it comes to a woman. Why is that? This simple. Because what you're doing is you're letting that woman know that you are the most important person in your life. But when you cannot display those characteristics, she becomes the most important thing in your life. And it is your behaviors, buying her shit, taking her places, kissing her ass, seeking permission, doing all these things will do more harm to you than good. That's why we say it is okay for you to be selfish. It is okay for you to be conceited. It is okay for you to be self-centered, because if anybody tells you different, they're lying to you because they don't know anything about having women. Because the thing about a lot of guys or a lot of your friends, they're going to tell you what they think they know. And what have we told you about most individuals nowadays? They are living under this umbrella that the world is and always will be flat. And that there is nothing special in the world. They have to put up with a woman's bullshit. They've got to put up with all kind of things. They got to do things. They've got to buy meals and all that other stuff. And I'm telling you, that's not true. Because a real man doesn't have to do that. A real man doesn't have to even live that way. But for a lot of you guys, you are living that way. And for some of you, you can't even understand why it is you're living that way. So what we want to do real quick, any calls, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1, because we're not going to do a long one today, because I'm feel like I'm losing my voice and everything, so I want to keep it intact. But if you have a question, call and press 1. But I just want to say that it is important at the end of the day that you have to be able to break out of you have to be willing to take that step beyond the place you're at. Because if you don't take that step, nobody's going to take that step for you. And that is going to do more harm to you guys than good. Okay. Well, look, what we're going to do is, I just want to say for all the Man Mindset members, don't forget Saturday and Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have webinars for you guys. I got to rest my throat because I feel like I'm losing it. But make sure you guys, you check in the Patreon. We will give you the dates and times of those. And for the members, if you cannot make that, don't worry. We always will download it and we will put it on the membership for you guys. Also, guys, we did put some new PDF files on there. You do have new PDF files, and we're working on some other things for the members. So just give us time, but we got some more surprises planned for you guys. Anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. I know it's kind of late. We started late. We'll get back to everything on our regular times. There won't be a Mr. Lucario show this Friday, We'll get back to everything next week, and hopefully I got a big announcement to make if everything goes right. I'm working on something right now. If everything goes right, I'll give you the news, but we'll see what's going on. So far, so good. Everything seems to be good, and I'm just trying to wait to see what happens, and then we just go from there, okay? Well, anyway, man, I'm the motherfucking Dean, man. I will holler at you later. Matter of fact, guys, don't forget to look Saturday and Sunday for the live show. Well, anyway, I'm going to rest my motherfucking voice, and I will holler at you motherfuckers later. Peace.